Country Club FM.
Paul Neal, sweet vindication for myself once again. I was on the right track. I called it a Monte Carlo in the dark with all those flashing lights. It looked like a Monte Carlo. You know why? Because I've got a picture of a Buick Regal Grand National, a Chevy Monte Carlo SS, and an Olds 442 all lined up. They're the exact same body. They're the exact same body, whatever year that was. And that's okay. What I was getting at.
Just different names,
but obviously
different
companies. Yeah. Obviously, the people who texted in could tell the difference between a Grand National and a Monte Carlo. I'm not going to claim that I could change that. It looked a little fancier than your normal Monte Carlo. Yeah. And somebody said that the difference between a Monte Carlo and a Grand National is that the Grand National had a turbo in it.
Oh, well, that would have been hard to know.
Well, my new truck has a double turbo, so take that, Grand National. I got twice the torque for you.
Yeah.
But anyway... And then somebody's going to say, oh, a double turbo will give you twice the torque. Yeah.
We're splitting hairs.
Yeah, we are at this point. So there we go. So sweet vindication once again on the Bob Almanac. We appreciate your time and your effort. We appreciate all of the all of the responses, fact checkers, trying to set us right because we so often go wrong, down the wrong track.
Right, we have been down the wrong track many times.
Just like I was drinking something the other day, went down the wrong track.
Yeah.
It's never good. Monday, February 10th. Today is the 41st day of the year. Our patent of the day is the fire extinguisher.
Oh, that was a good one.
It was patented by Allenson Crane, 1863. 1915, Woody Wilson. Ha 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 ha. He protests to Britain on the use of U.S. flags on British. So this is what the British were doing. Now, we weren't in World War One yet.
No.
So the British were putting U.S. flags, the ensign, as they call them, and you put them on a boat, right? So they put those up on the British merchant ships to deceive the Germans, and Woodrow Wilson was not happy with that.
Well, yeah, they didn't clear that with us, evidently.
How dare you pretend to be us when you were taxing us without representation?
Yeah.
And we fought a war because of what you're doing to us over there. And now here in 1915, you're pretending to be us?
I know communication wasn't what it is now.
No,
but
certainly.
They at least could have dropped us a note saying,
is it
okay if we do this?
1957 here this date. The real Laura Ingalls Wilder passed away.
A little bit of TV theme time here.
Not Melissa Gilbert.
No.
She died at the age of 90.
That's a good run.
You know, we kind of claim her in Minnesota, and I think people who are familiar with the books, they weren't in the Ingallses, and the Wilders were not in Minnesota as long as they were on the show. They took some creative license just to kind of keep them in the same spot. They went to Big Woods, to Kansas, then to Minnesota. Then it was like South Dakota and Iowa and DeSmet.
So they moved around quite a bit in real life.
Right. I've only read the crib notes of the actual, because there's several books, of course, that made that up.
But
was one book that was about Little House on the Prairie, and they kind of took that and then ran with it. And there's a new Netflix show coming out, Little House on the Prairie.
Is there really?
Yes.
Is it a documentary type thing?
Or? No, it's basically a reboot. It'll be interesting to see how much of it is towards a TV show or how much of it is based on the book. And I said, and I think Terry was in, I said, the one thing, the whole success of that hinges on who they bring in to play Mr. Edwards. They got to find somebody like Victor French.
Yeah, he was the best.
Well, this was the day, 1978.
Oh, yeah.
Van Halen released their debut album.
Yes.
Some call it Van Halen 1, but they didn't call it that because they didn't know if there'd be a 2 or not.
Dating the girls that I met at Kmart when I was working in the sporting goods department.
Neil Freeman.
She had this,
picking up women at Kmart. How about that?
Well, the cafeteria restaurant thing was right next to the sporting goods, so... We worked kind of next to each other.
I heard they had a really good
name.
I heard they had a really good roast beef commercial there at the Kmart commissary.
Oh, you got to know that. So she had me over and we listened to that album. It was awesome.
It was really nice. Good. Is that all you did? No need to elaborate. So Van Halen released its debut album. There was Running with the Devil. I mean, you put Running with the Devil on and then you get into Eruption and then you really got me. That was stuff that people hadn't heard. That was a new sound from Van Halen and David Lee Roth.
Yeah, we were introduced to the guitar riffs of Eddie Van Halen.
Yeah.
That's good.
1990 on this date.
There's Mr. Mandela. Mr. Nelson Mandela, a free man taking his first steps into a new South Africa.
Nelson Mandela, free man this date after 27 years in prison.
Somewhat historic, I would tell you.
It was very historic and a seismic change in the world and certainly for the country of South Africa. That was the state. They had the apartheid thing. That was awful. And that was coming to an end. And Nelson Mandela. And then he became the president.
Mm-hmm.
That was a no-brainer.
That was a no-brainer.
The same day.
Rolling willingly just to try to get in the shot that will finish things. In
the uppercut.
What an uppercut by Douglas. Hey. Down goes Tyson.
Yeah, this was one of the biggest upsets in boxing. Tyson got too comfortable, Neil. Too giddy.
Yes. Buster caught him.
Mike Tyson has been knocked out.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, nobody thought they could do it. You know, the most dangerous man on the planet, Mike Tyson, but Buster Douglas did it. Tyson got lazy.
Yep. Well, he had knocked out so many people in the first 45 seconds, it seemed like, of a fight. That, he did let his guard down for a moment.
He figured he could just show up and win, but Buster Douglas had other plans, and it was 50-1 underdog. 50-1. In boxing,
I understand. Somebody put a little money on Buster Douglas, made a pile that day.
Yeah. 1998.
Please rise for our anthem.
For Jesus, for Jesus, flat red cradle.
Taco Bell introduced its gordita, which I don't know if that is actually based on an actual Mexican dish. It sounds like they made it up, Neil.
It does to me.
Gord being gordo, meaning fat, meaning that it'll make you fat. But then ita at the end, meaning small or demure. Which doesn't make sense. It's kind of, I believe that is a contradiction. The gordita.
It seems that way.
The gordita.
Sounds like something that is small that you eat that makes you fat.
Yes. So Taco Bell introduces the gordita, 1998.
It had its own jingle.
2000.
Hey, Bern, look what I found in my daddy's closet. You know, I bet you this is from the big ones. You know, WW2. Boy, I bet them were some great times. I know, because I never miss Hogan's Heroes on WDBJ7. You know, with Schultz and Hogan and Commandant Clint.
Ernest P. Worrell, he watched Hogan's Heroes. That's Jim Varney. Ernest. He saved a lot. I think he pretty much saved every holiday on the calendar. Right? He saved Halloween and Christmas and everything.
Yeah. He didn't take those off like a lot of people.
Ernest saves Arbor Day.
Right, that's a big one.
He passed away. He's only 50, Jim Varney.
It's just hard to believe he was only 50.
And you know, Neil, he dabbled in what?
Country music.
Yeah.
What was the song that he recorded that we... Lincoln, Hot Rod Lincoln.
Hot Rod Lincoln.
Yeah.
That's exactly
it's a pretty good version, actually.
Yes,
not
it
bad.
Is. No, he had talent. And then on this date, 2021.
Scientists have found the farthest known object in our solar system. They believe the spherical object is a dwarf planet more than 310 miles in diameter. It also has a pinkish hue, which probably means there's a lot of ice there.
Did I hear pinkish hue, Neil? Did you hear that? Pinkish hue?
That's what it sounded like.
Did you hear that? Okay.
What about the skin? I need a good cheek. I like a good cheek. She's got a fine cheek. Is there a pinkish hue?
A pinkish hue?
Yes, a rosy glow.
There's a hue.
Yeah, pinkish hue. This planet has a pinkish hue, much like the women that George Costanza liked to date. Right. They had to have a pinkish hue. So that leads me to believe that George Costanza wants to date this planet.
It sure sounds like they'd be a match made in heaven.
So, yeah, they found a planetoid outside of Pluto, and they named it Far, Far Out. That's what they named it, Neil.
And it's a planetoid.
We've pretty much given up.
I always love the toids.
Yes, the toids. We've pretty much, you know, yes. Hemorrhoids, Neil, is that the one you like?
Yes, that's
yeah, those are both very pleasant.
The least of my favorite toys.
Planetoid, they named it Far, Far Out, which we've pretty much given up. Yeah. I mean, why not just call it Planet McPlanet McFace or whatever they...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the snowplow kind of thing.
Planet Planet Face McFace or whatever they were calling it. Yeah. The snowplow and the things, the boats and Far, Far Out. You know, we used to name planets after mythical creatures or, mythological gods, gods and so forth. Songs sung by artists, Venus, like, if you will, Frankie Avalon.
We named
planets after Frankie Avalon songs. Let's move on to birthdays now today.
I was going to have a cover story in Forbes, but you, like an idiot, wanted to take over the world. And you don't realize there is no world anymore. It's only corporations.
Silence, number two.
No. I've had enough of you pushing me around.
Robert Wagner, Heart to Heart, many others. He was on 2.5 Men there for a couple of seasons. NCIS.
Lots of movies.
He was in The Towering Inferno.
Yeah, but, the lead in a Western that I watched not too long ago as a very young Robert Wagner.
Do you remember?
And there's still people that feel that, he may have
had something to do
with his wife.
Natalie Wood, yeah.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken.
Right.
Remember, It Takes a Thief and Switch
yes.
were a couple of his shows he was on before Heart to Heart.
Yeah. Monday was his name on It Takes a Thief.
That's cool.
That was his
last nice
name,
recall
Monday.
There.
Yeah.
Robert Wagner, 95.
The first time.
Oh, wow, what a voice.
Ever I saw.
So do you prefer this one or Killing Me Softly with his song?
Oh,
Killing Me Softly.
Both so good. She still is talented. She
thought
still does it, thankfully.
So.
She is 88. He worked with Elton.
Put on your dancing
shoes. He was Elton John's drummer. But he could sing a little bit. He had a one-hit wonder in the 80s with Dancing Shoes.
Oh, I forgot about this.
Neil,
yes.
Please tell me you brought your dancing shoes down to Florida.
It's just like your MasterCard. I never leave home without it.
Because people across state lines deserve to see.
Express,
not
really.
Just us. Everybody deserves to see you dance.
Right. With music.
That wheel
of romance. I forgot about that song.
Yeah, that was a one-hit wonder from the 80s. He's 76 today. We had that 45 at the old radio station I worked at. It's Nigel Olsen.
Yes.
Nigel.
Watch Mark Spitz, year's number one athlete, demonstrate a really close shave.
I'll shave one side with the leading double-edged blade. The other side with the Schick Flex-O-Matic. Now let's see if my wife Susie can feel any difference.
They're both close.
Yeah, he's Mark Spitz. How many gold medals did he win? He had the record there for a while.
Yeah.
Nine-time Olympic gold medal winner. And it's interesting, he would do a shaving commercial because, you know, those guys, they had to shave their whole body.
Right.
You could have no drag and hair.
He'd wear out a razor in one shower.
You know why Ed Asner wasn't an Olympic swimmer? It wasn't because of his girth, it was because he was just so hairy. Too much drag. So Mark Spitz is 75 here today.
For 3 days, Greg Norman was the male lead in his own romantic epic, laying the ghosts of the Augusta National, settling his debt with the U.S. Masters. But one more nightmare remained. 6 shots back, Nick Faldo should have been a mere passenger on Norman's final day lap of honor. But the only thing Norman hit effectively was self-destruct. While Faldo was at his competitive best.
Oh, yes, Greg
that
Norman's.
That might be the best story ever. That is well written.
Yes, it was. The only button he hit was self-destruct or whatever it was there. He did. He collapsed the 96 Masters? He was 6 strokes up in the final round.
And then, of course, he lost when Larry Mize chipped in.
Yep, that one too.
Yeah, so.
He's He's done well for himself.
Yes.
Didn't he marry
Chris Everett?
Chris Everett, yeah.
And then they got
the tennis player. Greg Norman, he's the shark. He's got food. He's got the wine.
Clothing.
Yeah, clothing, the whole thing. He's 70.
What kind of fool walks out on heaven?
Lionel Cartwright.
What kind of fool lets her slip through his head?
65 today for Lionel Cartwright.
What kind of fool?
Kind of disappeared, for sure.
You know, I don't know if we've done him Fave 5, but I looked. He's got enough hits for me to do a 5-4-3-2-1.
I like it.
You know,
it.
Count them down in order, that's a possibility.
He kind of came out, right when I started, too. He's one of those that just started to get going. Really enjoyed his work.
Laura Dern is 58.
Is this West Indian lilac?
Yes. We know they're toxic, but the animals don't eat them.
You sure?
Pretty sure.
There's only one way to be positive. I'd have to see the dinosaurs dropping.
Dino. Droppings?
Droppings? And once you see the pile, you really shouldn't call them droppings.
No.
That is a... I don't even know what... It's a mountain. That's from Jurassic Park, the first one. Laura Dern, one of the scientists, of course, amazed at the animals that they brought back to life there. Dino droppings. And there's Jeff Goldblum with his reaction. It's just classic. Laura Dern, 58.
Bruce Stern. Stern.
Yes, thank you for adding that. Just a little Bruce bit Stern. Of trivia there for you. We do.
Great way to start their season.
Hang on. Now you forced me. You threw me out here. I need to recue my next one.
To the public's face.
Okay, here we go. It's Elizabeth Banks.
Pardon Bellas went deep into the archive for that song, John. I remember singing it with my own a cappella group.
And what group was that, Gail?
The Minstrel Cycles, John.
Well, that's an unfortunate name.
She said minstrel. Minstrel.
Right.
M-I-N.
Like the new Christie?
Yes, the new Christie Minstrels, the Minstrel Cycles. Elizabeth Banks, 51 today. A lot of good movies for her. I saw her first in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. And there she is in Pitch Perfect as one of the commentators. It's hilarious.
She's good, sure.
Yes.
Very good.
She's 51.
I understand you stopped by the patrol officer's morning briefing.
Yeah. Officer Deepmore helped me out with my crime scene, so I gave him a little thank you present.
Hey, Deepmore. If you're going to bag evidence like a 5-year-old, you should have the proper tools. It's in my first police kit. The walkie-talkie blows bubbles. Hope you can handle it.
She was Rosa from that wonderful show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
So good. And she is 44 today.
All right, gone but not forgotten. The list a little light today, but one fine talent from I remember watching as a young lad. Actor, comedian, and he had a very nice beak.
Singer.
Jimmy Durante.
Singer, too. He sang a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so
that's right. For sure he did.
Get that.
Yeah.
I never forget a face. The joke's on her. That gun wasn't even loaded.
That was kind of his catchphrase. And you know what? I think they... Did they not base McGruff the Crime Dog on Jimmy Durante?
It sure sounds like their delivery was very similar.
He looked like McGruff looked like Carl Malden.
Right.
You know, from Streets of San Francisco, but he sounded like Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante.
And it was fitting.
Yeah.
What does Malden and Durante have in common?
A very, very large nose.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course.
No. They made a careers out of it. Jimmy Durante.
More the better to smell you with, as they used to say.
Yeah, they would have been fine detectives. 1893, actress Dame Judith Anderson, born on this day, 1897. She was in The Ten Commandments and some other things.
And Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Neil, do you know where your Katra is?
I'm still looking for it.
You must now be warned. The danger to thyself is as grave as the danger to Spock. You must make the choice.
I choose the danger. Hell of a time to ask.
little Bones cameo there.
Yes.
She was the high priestess of Vulcan.
Okay.
They go to Mount Celea, and they needed to move Spock's Katra from Bones back to Spock. And it worked.
And it did.
Yeah.
Thankfully, it all worked out.
A little help of a little lightning, and it was all done.
Yes. Yeah. It's just like Frankenstein. Dame Judith Anderson, born on this day, 1897. He was kind of, you know, there was Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi were like the A-list horror movie actors. And the kind of the B guy, but he's in a lot of them, including The Wolfman, was Lon Chaney Jr., born on this day, 1906.
You killed the wolf.
Well, there's no crime in that, is there?
The wolf was Bela.
You think I don't know the difference between a wolf and a man?
Bela became a wolf, and you killed him.
The classic, 1941, The Wolfman. I know they're coming out with a new one.
Yes.
There's no way. It might be good, but it won't be better than the 41 original. And, of course, there he is as the man who turns into the Wolfman.
Right. Lon Chaney Jr., of course, his dad was also an actor in the very early days. Lon Chaney Jr., 1906, Jim, that's all I got. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, the Gear Daddies with the Belfast Cowboys at the Medina this Saturday. Here is the quiz question of today's almanac. Today in 1998, Taco Bell introduced one of their famous meals, one of their famous dishes. What was it? What was the name of what Taco Bell introduced on this date?
It was a good one.
And it introduced even more indigestion to an American public that really couldn't afford any more indigestion.
It increased the sales of Pepto-Bismol.
Yes, and plop, plop. There's a lot more plop, right, plop, fizzing going on. So Taco Bell introduced this in 98. Call us now, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. First one with the correct answer, you're going. Pair of tickets. Gear Daddies and the Belfast Cowboys. They'll sing that I Want to Drive the Zamboni, certainly. So we look forward to that at the Medina.
And if you like Van Morrison, that's what the Belfast Cowboys specialize in. It is very, very, very good.
Ah, I didn't know that. So thank you. Would you like to start a Bobathon with whatever here? Kenny Chesney, Beer in Mexico. Patty Loveless, I Try to Think About Elvis, or possibly for the first time ever as a kickoff song to a Bobathon and a no-repeat workday. She's never kicked one off before. Anne Marie, Daydream Believer.
Well, if she's never, then we have been negligent in our duty.
Yes.
Let's go, Anne.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDDG, Albany, KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud, KDGY, Faribault, KLCI, Elk River,